Yudei, the Torah, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. There's a classical medrash which says that Shol Higomen Echad as Rabban Gamliel, a Roman officer asked Rabban Gamliel, Mi Toifes HaMalchus Acharenu, after the Roman ascendancy, who's going to chap the Malchus supremacy in a unipolar world after us? Says the medrash, Hevi Nir Cholok, V'Natol Kulmus, Rabban Gamliel took a fresh piece of paper, took a pen, the cost of all of, and he wrote on the piece of paper, V'acher kein yotza ochi v'yodei echezes pakev eisu. Kama diyoi nishpoch, there are hundreds and hundreds of mahalchim, I sort of swore him, to understand this medrash, if he wanted to tell him the pasuk, that this meram is, that after the bapala of Eitzav, Mashiach will come, he could have just told him the pasuk, V'acher kein yotza ochi, would he have to take a piece of paper and write it down? Tell him about Peh. To understand this, let me be makdim. Everyone knows the famous Gemara in Bava Metzia that sometimes a person acts without honesty and probity and integrity in his business. Aber it's not actionable in Bezdin. Aber yuchapzach mishapor. That Chazal give you this curse. Mishapor me anshe dar amabel me dar aflaga hu yifre mish eda oivin bidiburi. So why dafka there's so many times there are punishments in Torah? Why dafka anche amabul anche dor afloga? So I thought to myself, what do I know about these specific two generations? I've said countless times, I'm not going to be mirech, that it says the yoytze mitzrayim were gilgulim of the dor amabul dor afloga, hence the kol ben ayil atashtru, and had to build Peter Bramses, connected to Averis. And they are the neshamis that on this galgul in dor basra, in ikfiz of the Mashiach, in other words, us. And we see there's a special mishapora, a special punishment for a person who's eine oimed b'diburay, a person who lacks honesty and integrity, which has a specific shaykhis to our generation. Why is that? Because b'chal kol hazmanim, ilum hazes kol almud d'shikr. Or Chazal say in the end of Soita, in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Zayin, one of the signs of ikus of the Mashiach is v'emes tiyaneh deres, there's no truth left in the world. And if anyone doubted that for a moment, I know if you live through the last year and a half, I just gash me in the world. We live in a generation, and politicians, they say, how do you know a politician is saying a lie when his lips move, right? Nobody trusts anybody. People don't trust politicians. The media, in the Soviet Union, the communist days, the newspaper was called Pravda. Pravda means truth in Russian. They once asked the Briskarov, why is it called Pravda? Because everything in the newspaper is coolly sheker. If they would call the newspaper, the banner head, the title would be sheker, whatever the, right? Then at least the title would be emes. So to ensure that every single letter in the newspaper is sheker, they called the newspaper Pravda, which means emes. The media is falsh. No one knows, the whole world, I'm getting involved in politics, and whatever. Nobody trusts anybody. You have a vaccine, whatever. This guy says, if you take this vaccine, you're going to die, you become infertile, you'll become gay, and all these different things you see, and people have these machine kalach. They tell you, this guy says, if you don't do it, you're rich. I'm not getting involved with this goofy Indian. No one trusts doctors, no one trusts anybody. No one trusts Rabbonim, Malachas Kama V'Kama. I mean, I've said many times, the Ratz V'Deruv Hashem Yikim Dimo. Shulazi, you said that before, has Kabbalah, before Mashiach comes, 95% of Torah and Mitzvahs in the hands of the Samach Ben. But the Emes Nederes, I have a copyright on Emes, and you're a falsh. My Rebbe is right, and your Rebbe is wrong. That's the way the whole world is full. Nobody trusts anyone. Mamash, a ganze Welt full from Sheker. And we know it says in Sfarim, you can take the word emes, aleph mem tof, the mili of emes is 156 gematria Yosef. And the whole milchama against Esav, right, is through Yosef, Ahoyah based Yosef, lahava. And all the yonam, which is kosher them, shabris, etc., etc. The war, you cannot be successful in the nisyonis of Ifas and the Mashiach without midas or emes. And Bechlal is brought in Svarim, the Medr says, I saw it in Zayr Chodesh, says Befedesh, Geul, and the smag in Asayin, Ayin Dalit says this, Be'arichus, he would derish it, Mashiach can come until we get rid of Sheker and we instill a Tashtikla Horu L'Emes in the world. It's brought from Rabbi Chizkoritzer told the Talmidim, when the Aveda of Sheker will be Chomer Be'eni HaBrius as much as Gilu Arayus Rachman Olasan, then Mashiach would have long come. L'Emes is the Yesoid in Yiddishkeit, the Degel brings in Soid Parshas Ekev. Pasuk says, "Hu silo secha v'hu alikecha." So says the Degel, "Tehila tof hey lamid hey is imakoyel is gimatria emes." Hu tilo secha, according to the midah of emes that a person has, hu is a frightening vort. Hu alikecha. To the extent that you have the emes in your life, the Eibishter becomes your Eibishter. Fakeret, as the Rebbe Zusha famously said, "Midvar sheker tirchak." Through Sheker, one is Misrachik from the Eibush. Actually, there is a Moiritika story, which Rabbi Aaron from Kalin said, that when he was a young little boy, his father, Rabbi Usher from Kalin, from Stolen, a big tzaddik, he used to took him with him on his trip to Mezhbush. He went to Dabir Boruch. Whilst he was in Mezhbush, he was davening by the tzion of the Holy Baal Shem Tov. He said he was a little boy, but he saw his father said the pasuk, Dvar Sheker Hoser Mimeni, 300 times. He just chaz over Dvar Sheker Hoser Mimeni, and afterwards he said there is a pasuk for the say Rosh Hashanah. In other words, to come that a person should have a shtikl havona in Torah, in Kedusha, you first have to get rid of all Sheker. And through that comes Gula. The pasuk says, in Shirashir, Iti Milavono in Tavoi, right, will return with the Eibishter to Levonoi, which Gemara says, New Milavono refers to the Beis Hamikdash, Shamal ben Amrezei Yisrael, how? Rashi Tevis Emes. Everything is Emes. Which is why we say, Al Tashlicheni Milfonecha, Rashi Tevis Emes. Whether you're close or further from the Eibishter, all depends on Midas Emes. So the Binyan Beis Hamikdash Ashlishi, which is called Beisalike Yankiv, and Yankiv is Chinosoi Emes, is totally in Darchoka from Sheker. There's no other parsha that I could think of where you have mamish clear the milchoma between Emes and Sheker, as this week's parsha told us. We have the war between, the beginning of the war between Yankiv and Esau. And therefore, just to throw out, it's impossible, even the Semach Tzvila Sadi, V'achrei chen yotza ochiv v'yodoi, 441, MS, yiporeidu l'oimil oim yematz, gimatria, makoil, MS yankiv, l'oimil oiv, is yakiv, it was a vov. Vov is the ois of MS, I've discussed countless times. Yiporeidu plus yematz is weiter gimatria MS. Therefore, it says when Yankov Avinu went in to get the brachas by Yitzchok, it says Re'ei Reach Bni Kir Reach Sod Asher Baruch Hashem Reach Sod is Gimatria Kushtakoy, says the Erla Meir Dubakovsky. Everything Kushtakoy, the third base Amigdush, the Nitzchias, so basically like a Yankov of the Nachalim Mitzorim, all depends on Emes. That's Yankov Avinu, Emes. What is Esav? Say Chazal and Medrash. Why was he called Esav? Hoshov Sheberosi Ba'ilombi. This is the falshkeit, the falsehood that the Eibishter created in the world. In fact, there's a fascinating Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Osir Esav HaRosh Latoiv B'Talisoi. Esav will garb himself, will wrap him, envelop himself in his talis. V'leishiv in Tzadikim began Eidim Losir Lovi. And sit amongst tzaddikim and get Eden. And the Eibush will schlep him out and kick him out of there. Hello? Haramas. Forget everything else. What did Masal Kedaitach, what does Masal Kedaitach have Eitzav? Is the Chirayat, there's a person who's a normal person. Amol Chapsachapsa Sheker. Eitzav is Mechusay. Atzmiyusa, his essence is Sheker, to the extent that not only does he try to fool other people, he fools himself. Ermein takem et ha'erens, it's Mashiach Satan, Mola Oretz Deus Hashem, he's in Gan Eden, a place where Tzadikim Yoshim, v'nehenem yiziv ha'shchino, un ermein, kumt, v'te emes, he's standing in front of the Eibishter is there, there's Tzadikim there. he's such a shock that he lies even to himself, not just as a utilitarian means to an end. Thus is his mahus. And therefore the pasuk says, who called Esav? Ayikru shmo Esav. Somebody, people, plural, called him Esav. By Yankiv it says, Vayikru shmo Yankiv, right? Says Rashi, who is the Vayikru singular? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the mocker of Rashi is in Medrash. In Medrash says, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, Asun karisun the chaziros choin chain. You called your chazer, your pig. You gave him a name, Esav. Afano, I'm going to call Bnei Bechayri, he called him Yankiv. Why is Esav called a chazer? And why is Dafke, the Ebrish Bechvedi V'atzmai, calls Yankiv Yankiv? Only because the Goyim called him Esav. So there's a gewaldige word from the Chido in Midbar Kedemis. B'shem Mekubol. Everyone knows there's one of the most special kapitel chintilim, we always say it, and whatever, is kapitel tzadikal, shir shel begoy. So there in Yerushal B'Seisir, it says in Nukubolim, when you say kapitel tzadik aleph, amongst other things, have in mind that you should be saved and freed from the klippa of Yefes ben Esav. One of the sons of Esav is called Yefes ben Esav. And it's Merumas in Rashi Tevis. Yisa Uncha starts with what letter? Al Kapayim Yisa Uncha Pen Tigoyf. Where do I got these three letters? Yefes. Ba'even raglecha, bar. Al shachal vofesen, Esav. So you have mamish in direct connection. Yefes bar Esav. Who is this Yefes bar Esav, and why do I need protection from him? So it's put in Sfor, and it's Desher from that birth, not in Ezer. You may remember in Parsha Shmini, the list of the Torah lists four animals which are Tomei. Hello, you have the Gomel, the Shafon, the Neves, right? Who have no split hooves, but they chew their cud. And then the pasuk says the esa chazir, right? Yeah. And Chazal teach in Medrash these four animals, right? One refers, the Gomel refers to Bovel, and this refers to Paras Modle, and that refers to Yovel. Yeah? Who is the Chazer? You don't got to be a genius to work out. That is Edom. That's the Golos we're in now. Yeah? So everyone asked the obvious, Kliyokar, Al-Asar, asked the obvious question. Why were Chazal, Muitzi, and Mikriyotu Dimshutli? You're dealing with four physical animals. Why in the world the Chazal say it refers to Dal Golos? Nishna does the Kliyok says a myridika question. The Esa Chazir, ki mafis parsu, who geiru leigar, tomehu. Ki usually means a reason. Why is the Chazir tome? Because it has split hooves. But it doesn't chew its cud, therefore it's tome. The reason why it's tome is not because it has split hooves, the reason it's tome is because it doesn't chew its cud. So it would say ki, it shouldn't say ki mafis parsu, it should say faket. Because it doesn't chew its cud. So we all know, I mean, you told us as a little school child in nursery school, right? That what is the Navinezer, this is the word Navinezer. The Chazal brings that Medrash, the Chazir is Ed the Golos, Ed the is Shokul Kenegat Kulam. And this will become relevant in a moment. Because it's Pushit Tlofov, and it says, you see, I have split hooves, it's Chariyat, and I'm kosher, right? And that is Sheker. And therefore, Golos Edom is compared to Yechazemno Chazir Miyor, says the pasuk in Kapitel Pei, right? That he's Ruvit Slofov, and Adifis, which refers to Malchus Edom, which is Mizgoa, Vichimesis, Vigrizelis, Vinirik Ilu Matzaz Bimo. It appears as if they're democracy and they're liberal and they're just, you know, they're caring, sensitive, wonderful, open society, right? Umbe Emes is Chazatrif, right? And therefore, the Nisoyan HaAchrin in the Tkufa of Malchus Edoim is Dafka over the issue of do we walk in the ways of Eker, which is of Esav Edoim, which Yisoyde is Sheker. But I'll tell you a story about Derech Agav. A chassid once came to the Havas Yisrael of Visions, came to money with him. Now, I don't know what the topic was, but he said, Rebbe Ich Gezogin de Reinememes. I'm going to say the the pure, pristine, unadulterated truth. And he's about to launch in his into his oration, into his speech. The Virgin of the Rebbe said, Pavalia, patience, wait a minute. If someone tells me they're saying the Reina Emes, I gotta go to Mikveh. It's so rare. He was making fun of him, really. Someone could say, the Reinim Emes, I can't just listen to it. I gotta like do a chonis to see Reinim Emes. The whole world today is everywhere. Mole Sheker. To have a bit of Emes is like Yikor Shebi Yikor. And that's why Rashi says, Ish Yidei Atzayid. Right, that he tried lots of this of hechem ashen, this a melech, this a teven, etc., etc., as if he's a medactic with mitzvahs. Can you do it? The ace of the symbol of the Yitzhor, and the Gemara famously says in Shabbos, "If I hey shuichet mishumah mechayiv, which is shuichet the almoy for the Yitzhor. Why does shechem guilty? He's only he's a melech. He's doing the rotzon Hashem." So what the Gemara says, because shuichet mishum tzivei mechayiv mishum tzivei, Rav says, "What tzivei?" Says the Rosh. If he would tell you this is an aveir and that's a mitzvah, and I'm telling you do the aveir. Fine. But when he tells you he's sevei and tells you the aveir is a mitzvah and the mitzvah is an aveir, that's why he's chayif. That's the Yetzirah. Therefore, the Eibishter will shech the Yetzirah, as the Gemara says in Sukkah. And Kiyadua, the Abdinezer, the Shem Yishmul, brings from his father Abdinezer. Everyone says it, every rabbi in every sermon. That's why the Gemara said, Chulun Dat Tzadik Aleph. Yankavinu prays when he's meeting Esav. After so many years, Hatzilenina miyad ochi miyad esav, right? Which is in Chazal, either one into one day, ke akum did meloi or ke tamid chacham did meloi. Because there's two gedorim in esav. And together when esav is rotten to the core, full of sheker, but he's malbish the sheker as if the sheker is emes, that's the klipa of yefes bar esav. It's yefes, it's beautiful. It's like Yankiv, Yisra emes, it's called tiferes. Emes Yankov, right? He's also Yefes Bar Esav. And therefore Yankov, Yud, Ayin, Kuf, Beis, is Nutriken, Klippas, Yefes Bar Esav. Because Yankov is L'umazah of this sphere, this Ramos, within Esav. And if you see just one dogma, there's plenty of dogma, I can give you one simple example. What's the last pasuk in the parsha? It says, Vayar Esav ki rabbi, ki ro'is b'nois k'nan b'ni Yisrael. He sees that Yitzchak does not like, doesn't appreciate his wives. They're all, over there, they are terrible people. Vayelech Esav al Yishmol, v'yikach smachlas bas Yishmol, and the post again, al noshav loy le Yishmol. Rashi says, and Behem is in Medrash, let me start off. In Medrash, there's 2 days, Yishmol ben Levi says, noson daitoy lizgayr. At this moment in time, temporarily, Esav wanted to do tshuva, he wanted to become Erlich. And therefore he took an Erlich woman, machlas. Therefore, she's called Mochlas, because another day in Medrash Abelezer, if he would have gotten rid of his previous wife, the Machshefes, well, then good. Now he's getting married to a good wife, right? Aber it's Al Noshav Loli. It's keeping the old wives, right? Is the Charaya Hoisiv. Ke'ev al ke'ev, or koitz al koitz, whatever the lashon is, Dariot will turn in Medrash. He's adding insult to injury. So kumto is according to this day, machlas was another machshef, another. Fine, 2 days to chazal. How does Rashi learn in Medrash? How does Rashi learn in Pesach? Rashi is a chab. Hello? Here in Soif Parshas told us, Rashi says, al noshav leil isha. Hoysif Risha al Rishasai Shligay Rishas Rishas. Another bang, another Rishas that he in towards the other first wives. It's a Chray L'chura, Rashi is learning Kishitas or Belezer in Medrash. That she was no Tzatzkila, no Tzadekas. Problem is in Pashas Vayishlach, when it says that Esav married Bosmas Bas Yishmol, and Rashi says, but here in Toldos it says Machlas Bas Yishmol. So a real name on a birth certificate on a passport was Bosmas. But since the three categories that Meuchel governs were the Chosn, therefore the name was changed from Bosmas to Mochlas. By the way, he had another wife called Bosmas. That's another issue. Maybe it's easier. But that's what I'll learn. Bosmas, Bas, something, Achivi, whatever. You hear what I'm saying? So Rashi seems to be like Arkevei Atrei Rachshah. He's like walk in the raindrops. On one hand, he says, Machlas Miloshin Dechila. That's Geshitas Yeshua ben Levi. On the other hand, he says, Hoysif Rishal Rishalsi. Hold Rashi. I'm not going involved, get involved. The Rebbe learns, in Kudasichas Chedek Lamrei, learns Pshat, very simple, Glatta Pshat in Rashi. Rashi didn't say that she was a Marshas. Rashi said, the chefts of the woman. Rashi says, he, Esa, was Moisif Risha al Rish Osoi. What was his rishus? Because if he taka met Moshe Shemayim, he should have kicked out the other Rishoi. Yeah? Hello? Why did Esav marry at age 40? Can anyone tell me? Vita Tata. Right? My father was a hiya, Yitav ben Aboyim, Shonim, Bekachli, Yisrifko. Is the chayyah by uns and bells and Navardok and Baba, wherever you come from, meaning is we only get married at age 40. At the Tadik. Chodosh also men abtoyrim, and I've gained b'derech Yisrael Tzova, by inz and hoif, the minig is 40. I saw the Talmud Rebbe has a sharfish mus. How people like have to go and we say to lecha yafi ba noshim, sila pik v'yatsoyim, and I've gained a dark yovis. So what do they pick? All the chitsoyni is sheb chitsoyni, they saw by the Rebbe, but azatnu, right? It is under min. Oh, but the pnimi is what the Rebbe stand. The Bchal Tzadikim could not bear when people make tnu the mechake. They're nochmaching. We're imitating like the tnuas of a Rebbe. But Rebbe, well, it's kachsuch. The kachsuch is a gizgiver. He makes that tnuah chitzoni. For you to adopt just the chitzoni, you don't understand. You're no shaychet to the pnimi. The kavanas. You're a fool. That doesn't is the falshkeit of Esav, right? It was. She could have been a fine woman. Rashi doesn't say Joseph Marshas. Rish Osoi, his rishus, Esau's rishus. Why couldn't? Not because he married her, because he didn't divorce the first one. To the end, the Rebbe brings a mimer, the Maimer Kesor from the Alter Rebbe, Moiridik Maimer. He says, why? The Alter Rebbe asks, why is this Golus Basro, so long, 2,000 years, Vadayin Moiridik Shadow? And he says, why should it be so long? The other Goli is in where? He says, Poshet, that is the difference between Klipas Lovan and Klipas Esav. Klipas Esav, how long does Yaakov Avinu encounter with Esav in Parash Vayishlach? A night, one day, next day they're off. Lovan, he's 22 years until Vayav Yaakov Shalom. Bitter years. Why? Because Esav, says the Alter Rebbe, in his conduct with Yaakov, is clear. He has his typhus, he has his whatever, and he's very, very straight about it. And Yaakov battles it, that takes one day. Lovan is the charamai. And to be successful with Lovan, you have to be ochiv and ibramos, right? You have to know the same shtick. To be able to do that takes a long time. And that's merumiz in Chazal, the Gemara. And yumadatas, doiris arishoinim, nizgal avoinam, therefore, Nizgal the Kitzam, the earlier generations, a Russia was a Russia. Ich will tan, whatever. I'm murdered Malchus Shemayim. That's very simple to deal with. You have the Aveir, you have the Ket, you have the Takona. The Darius Achroinim, Loi Nizgal Avoinam, because people are trying to conceal and cover up what they're really into, then is Loi, that's the Avoid of Love. The clip of Love. Atkan, my morning Gesor, Mishtikel, a paragraph from the Alter Rebbe. So the Rebbe asks, what are you talking about? The Golus Abasro is Golus Edoy. Hello? Just to compound insult to injury, I'll tell you a word that I saw in the Tefillah Tzadik, which I saw, I couldn't begin to understand it. It's a gorgeous word, a cute word. In Parash Vayishlach, Lovan says, Yaakov Avinu says, in Lovan, Garti. How do you spell Garti? Gimel Reish Tov Yud. Yeah? Says the Tefillah Tzadik, the word what is the Golus we're into now? It's called Golus Roimi. What's the Rosh Tevis of Golus Roimi? Gimel Resh. What's the Suifi Tevis of Golus Roimi? Tofiut. Put the Rosh Tevis and the Suifi Tevis of Golus Roimi together. What do you got? Garti. Oh! Im Lovan, Garti. Right, yeah? Okay, so far so good. Says the Blue Shvarev, Zvil Sadik, what are the middle letters that are not included in the Rashi Tevis of Seifi Tevis of Golos Reimi, Lamed Vov, and Mem Vov? Okay, fine. How much is Lamed Vov? 30. How much is Mem Vov? 40. What if 36 plus 46, what do I got? Well, who is Gimatria 82? Take a guess. I just mentioned his name like 2 seconds ago. Lavan. Im Lavan Garti. Garti is Rashi Tevis and Seifi Tevis. Golos Reimi. What's inside of it? Lavan. I just saw this word, cute word. What in the world is he talking about? The pasuk says Im Lavan Garti and Hatarayin Garti got to do with Golos Reimi. Is the charaya that there's two bechinas in Ace of Gufa. You see, in Parshas told us, with the name of the Parshas, Eila told us Yitzhak, the central theme is Esav's relationship with Yankiv. And that was one of Ramos, Ketzad Ma'asrinus, Atevin Vizamelach. In Parshas Vayishlach, it's a straight open battle, like bare knuckles, what do you call it, like unabashed struggle. And there it's 1, 2, 3. Pshat, I'll give you a moshul, which is in Yonah the Yom Baal. We're working our way to Chanukah. By the way, everything I'm saying there, the direct shaykh is to Chanukah, I'm not going to have time to talk about it. Right? You spin a dreidel. Everyone knows the letters on a dreidel are Goyshno. Neis Godel Hoyosham. Hello? Why? Famous B'nai Yisrael, every school child knows. Gimel stands for Guf, which is the Golos of Paras Modai, when the Haman Biki L'Hashbar call Yehudim the Guf. Shin is Seichel. Chochmas Chitzoni is Yavon, Plato, Aristotle, Rabbi Doctor. Yeah. Nun is Neshama, Bovel, Nuchanetza, Avay Dezara. What is Hey? Hakol. Who is Hakol? Edom. Edom has all of the above. It's against Yiddish Gufim, against Yiddish Seichel, against Yiddish Neshama, against Yiddish Gufim. That's Golus. Edom is a Gol, Chazal say, a Golus Kulelis. All the other Golus, and it strikes in whichever Anpin. By the way, who is the opposite of Edom? Esav, Yankiv, Yisrael. Hello? Kisarisa. Oh, yeah? By the way, the Svarim HaKadoshim say that Yisrael is 541, which is Gematria, the Chazal, which says, Avram is called Yankiv, Avram is called Yisrael, Yitzchak is called Yisrael, right? Someone, the Shalomir, the Kenesarov, says, not only is the word Yisrael connected to all the three of us, but even the Imos also. Yisrael, 541, is 541 is Gematria Sorolea, right? Rivka plus Rachel, Imakoyel is Gematria Yisrael and Moisius. And therefore Yisrael, what are the names of the Ovis and Imos? Avram, Yitzchak, Yankiv, so you have Aleph and Yud, Sarah, Ashin, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. What are the Rashi Tevis of all the names of the Ovis and Imos? Scramble them, what do you got? Yisrael. Nothing more, nothing less. Because just like Lahavdil, Esav, Edom, is a Golus, which is Koil Hakol, by the way, Goishna, is Gimatria Mashiach, you're not going to be a genius, Hashem Elach, Yimlech. Alder, see, Yisrael, in Kedusha, is Koil everything in Kedusha. Oh, and therefore I understand, tell us if you'll start a comedic word. Edom plus Roimi is Gimatria Shov. Falsh. What do you know about Sheker and Shov and Sheker? The Gemara says, Kush the koi, Shikr li koi. Something truthful is enduring. Something falsh is temporary. So when the Higomain, the Roman officer, right, tells him, Mi toifis amalchus sacharenu, he took a pen. I'm a very simple guy. My mind doesn't work well, right? And once in a while I say Gimatria on the odd occasion. When I have to make the Gimatria in my mind, it's much harder. On Shabbos I go crazy, right? If I have a pen and paper, I can do it in 2 seconds, right? Therefore, Gamliel took a pen and a paper, right? Yeah? And he told him, right? If you take the word Edom plus Remi, work it out yourself. I'm not going to have time to it. Aleph, Dalid, Vav, Mem. Reish, Vav, Mem, Yud. What's the letter after an Aleph? Beit. Dalid, Hey. Vav, Zayin. Mem, Nun. Yeah? Work it out. Edlin plus Wemri. The letters afterwards is Gimatria Emes. There's a thousand other Gimatria. The four is after comes the Sheker. There is the Emes. And that's because Esav has these two Eifanim. Esav as a Hitler, as a Yimach Shemayinik, as a Nazi, and Esav as your best friend. Hatileni no miyad ochi miyad Esav. Which is why, by the way, hakol kol yankim in the singular. V'ha yodayim, two hands. Because there's a yad yimin and a yad smol. As the Gemara said in Soita, yimin mekarev, and smol is teichet. And therefore, it's called, what, how do we describe Esav? Ish yedeya sayid. Rabbi Doctor, fine man. He, you know, he wears shlamel with the zubicha, with the mice zubicha. He said, Tayrish alishidis, ah, canic, he deal out lots of the sabris. He's also isha sod, like, ah, bah, whatever. Also, the two bechinas. Vaye ovig, he fought with Yankov. What is vaye ovig taich? Either he went to battle, minimal chomo, or vaye ovig, he embraced him, he kissed him, the scarves. Two types of therefore, I'm sure this is a murder thing of word. You remember after, like, Yankov was like, pleading to separate from him, right? He builds a house, right? Even like bayis ulibikneu also sukkos, and therefore he called the place sukkos. Why did he build a house and a thing, right? Hello. Because this, he has to protect himself from Esav. Now, if you're a Esav, when Esav goes with Zvius, with Ramos, right? He shows you a posuk here and a tatatab and a drasha from Yenam. In the words of Shakespeare, even the devil can quote scripture. You know, he knows how to quote psukim, you know? Oh, but that only applies for an amoris on the street. In the mikveh, you could tell someone a baba mais, you know? A man who the true Talmud Chacham, paga b'chom anuvel zeh, mashcheil b'smedrish, he's not in his book. Look, for Yankiv Avinu, for himself, he made a bias. I am only worried. He's not worried about the tzviyus to Ramos Veitam. He's a Yankiv Yishtam Yishvalim. For him, he builds a bias and a chayma of avonim, protect him physically. Ule mikneyu, for the shvacha, the neshamas of behemoths, right? Then he makes a sukkah, the ikers hagana ruchnis. And since the danger of an ace of beruchnis is worse than whatever, therefore the place is called sukkahs. And by the way, that's pshat, the pshat merebbe, Berach Misha, says, I haven't started the shiur, that's why it says, that when Rivka sees this mafrechas lasis, he's going out, he's going to Abana Bekirba, so why do I have children? Why am I misavid? Because of a bit of tzara, that's you're going to give up your whole life. And you want to remain a kor. What's vilzi? Vateilech lidrosh es Hashem. Hello? The Rashi says, Mayir b'soifa. We're in b'soifa. Right. So the famous vort from the Kutei Torah, the Arizal, the Gevort, David HaMelech says, Hashem, hitzilu nafshi misvas sheker. Take the word sheker. It's a beautiful word. Shin yudun, kuf of pei, reish yudshin. The Rosh Tevis is sheker, obviously. What's the Soifi Tevis of sheker, b'milui, nun, pei, shin? Hello? Nefesh. What are the middle letters of sheker? Is the yudin the shin, right? Vav in the kuf, any yud in the 26, which is what yud kivav shem avaya. Hashem itzila nafshi misvaser, because there's a yud kivav, the gematria shem avaya in between that saves the nefesh from the sheker. And the pshat from the Yid HaKadosh, soifer rosha latzadik umavakish lamitoi, right, the sheker havaya leyazvenu biyod. That's what Rivka had an issue, right? Vatelech, when she sees she has a rabbi doctor type, you know, when it comes to a shir, dafyoimi, when it comes to Manchester United, out. Whatever you do in the sushi parlor, he's out. He's like, Pesach Hashem as Ifim, a rabbi, a tzavua. Oh, this is, right? The chassidim and peyul, you say, Shnei goyim vede. Oh, best of Shnei goyim than one of those types, you know? Right? So, I don't have to elaborate. That's viyodo yechez viyodo. There's also shema vayit, whatever. Okay, this is the hakdoma to the share I wanted to give. The point so far is we're living in a generation full of shkort. Mamish, the emes nedevs. What is the etzah for us? I wanted to tell you, I'll show you a bit kitzah nimrits. When it says viyodo yechez es ba'akev esov, say chazal, darizal, why was Yankovinu touching the ekev of Esav, and through that he became Tomei, and the Shtikel Esav the Zuma went into him, and because of that we have to wash our hands because of Yodei Chezes, and because of that we wrap our tefillin on the Yatzmol, because Yodei always refers to the Yatzmol, whatever, 100 different things in life. Because who was Tomun initially in the Ekev of Esav? Take a guess. I'll give you a hint. Another great personality in Jewish history whose name also has, like Yankov Ekev, also connected to Ekev. Oh, please. Vekulu, all of Teresh Valpez, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. In fact, the time I would explain to you, when it says Ketzed Ma'asrin as a Tevin as a Melech, the Kesher of Tevin and Melech, Rabbi Akiva Daf. Otherwise, the story is in Kshat. Hello? Gvaldi. What do you know about Rabbi Akiva? I don't know much. I'm a simple guy. I know Gemara Brochus. How did he pass away from this world? Givaldig Mesiris Nefesh of Kriyat Shema. Right? The kids are my. I have 1,000 rayas. Maybe I'll speak about the Parsha Yishlach. I don't know. You know the 70 words in Lamaseach Yancho? Yes. The Gros says, can I get the 70 deep, darkest years of Golus Basro? How does it end with? Last Pasuk. You say it every day. Hashem, Hashia, Hamelech, Yanenu, Biyam Karenu, which is Gematria, 1,118, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Lekeinu, Hashem, Echod. Okay, I'm going to talk about it. I'm not going to plow through this. The bottom line is that I said this many times, Hashem, the Alta Beler, Baron Belzer, and the Satmar Rav, and the Baron Sherev, and all kinds of tzaddikim, all different, the Gerer, the Miamis. The only Eitzah against the Sheker, the Falschkeit, the Chitzunius of this Doer, is Mesiras Nefesh of Kriyat Shema. And just to end off, therefore it says, L'oim Yemats V'Rav Yavid Soyer is Gimatria Ol Malchus Shemayim. And therefore it says, V'yorech Ezreach Begodo V'yevorecheyu. It's also B'Gimatria Yishma Yisrael Hashem Elikeinu Hashem Echod, which is symbolic of Rabbi Akiva, which I'll have to get back to Rabbi Akiva. Therefore Rabbi Akiva has two names. How do you spell Akiva, by the way? Aleph or Hey. We can talk. Oh, we'll talk about it next time, right? Which initially his name was with one name, and when he's Moisir Nefesh, he got. Hello? There's a machlokes. How do you like that? Sofer in a tshuva versus like a whole bunch of galamukas. I'll talk about that, okay? That's why it says, Vataha Rivka Ishtoi. Rivka was pregnant. Vatar. Vatar, really, Heroian, refers to the Milui. Hello? The word I've seen from the old school Yerebbe, I was able to see him, wow, he was like, wow. Vatar refers to the Mili. Reish Beis Kuf Hei. Hey, hey. Spelling hey, hey. What is the Gematria? Rivka. Vatar, Bemilui. Full. Take a guess. 1,118. Shema Yisrael Hashem. But that only works if you spell hey, hey, hey. You could spell it hey Aleph. You could spell it hey Yud. Will all depend on how you're going to spell Rabbi Akiva. Also, Mesiras Nefesh of Kriyat Shema. That's what Vateilich Lidrish Es Hashem. What do you know about Rabbi Akiva and Es Hashem? Es Hashem. Es, we can talk about Es Hashem lekechatil the Rabbi to be Moisif in Tariq Akiva ben Yosef. Hello, yeah. So she wanted to see Moiri the Gemara from the old school Yerebbe, Matia B'Soifa. If she's going to be spelled Hey 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 or Hey, that depends on what happens to Rabbi Akiva. But the Vort Negeila in your name and practice Avodas Hashem is the way to come to overcome Sheker, to come even to in this generation the Abish doesn't want Gevaldik Madregis from us. A shtikla horla emes. The Sadiq and Salam, I wish you'd have a few words mit emes. V'tarli beinul of the chah. Shtikl emes. That's what Yiddishkeit is all about. To make sure that the way you daven when you're daven b'yichidus, if you have to daven b'yichidus, is with the same tenuas and the same length and the same kavanas when you daven b'tzibur. You shouldn't, a person has mesiras nefesh, and he doesn't try to put on a show for the public, for the tzibur. But he has an emes, a one-on-one personal relationship to the Eibishter, and he's mesiras nefesh for that, at least a certain inyanim in his life that he's mesiras nefesh for. For that you come to Vayarach Hazreach Begad of Vayavarcheyu, when the Zichat, all the brachot, Vitil Cholikim, the Cholap Yerushim, this week's parashah. What?
It's very hard to work it out. Let's see.